The Flood, Chapter 1. Gus the Unicorn stood in the front yard of the Farrell's house, looking up at a second-story window. The house was dark except for one lone porch light burning brightly. A full moon hung in the sky above it. Gus loved full moons. The full moon allowed him to travel through the Great Vale to visit with his young friend Jesse. Gus leapt onto the roof. He landed with a clatter of hooves on the blue metal roof. It was a funny roof, not light blue like the sky under a hot summer sun, or the bright blue of a mountain lake. Simply blue, like his mood when he was sad. Gus tossed his head, sending his long silvery mane flying. He wasn't in a blue mood now. He was happy. He was about to wake up his friend so they could play. He walked along the roof, his hooves making a soft clip-clop sound on the shingles, until he reached Jesse's bedroom window. He leaned upside down over the roof edge and tapped his long silver horn against the window pane. Tap, tap, tap was the sound the horn made on the frosty glass. 8-year-old Jessie and her little 6-year-old sister Amy lay sleeping in 2 separate beds. Amy slept peacefully beneath her fairy-themed blanket. Gus wasn't impressed by the colorful unicorn on Jessie's blanket. It wasn't as handsome as he was, and it didn't look like any unicorn he knew. Its horn was much too short as well. Gus continued to tap on the window pane. Jessie rolled over in bed and opened her eyes. She was greeted by an upside-down unicorn, lips curled into a grin, eyes brimming with mischief. Jessie jumped out of bed and opened the window. "Jessie," hushed tone, "you came back." "Gus, I said I would, didn't I?" "Jessie, shh. Don't speak so loud or you'll wake Amy." "Gus, wanna play?" "Jessie, but it's 2 in the morning. "Gus, yes, isn't it wonderful? All the world is asleep but us." "Jessie, oh, okay, but I have to be home before 6 because that's when my dad gets up." "Gus, no problemo. Get dressed, my friend. Let's play." Jessie grinned and ducked back inside the house. She donned a sweater, jeans, and sneakers, and then quickly checked on her little sister before creeping back to the window. "Jessie, how are we going to do this? You're upside down on the roof, and I can't fly." "Gus, good point." Gus poked his horn through the window as far as he could without sliding off the roof. "Gus, grab my horn and I'll flip you up onto the roof." Jessie peeked over the window ledge. It was a long way down to the ground. "Jessie, are you sure about this?" "Gus, trust me." "Jessie, yeah, my big brother says that all the time, and it never works out so good." "Gus, oh ye of little faith." Jessie grabbed hold of the unicorn's horn, wrapping her fingers tightly around the firm coils, and closed her eyes. The horn was slippery like a wet seashell. She hoped she could hold on. She didn't want to go splat like a bug on a windshield. Gus whisked her through the open window. The glass window pane slammed shut behind her. Jessie gasped. She peeked through the window as she flew through the air, catapulting over the unicorn's head. She saw Amy sleeping peacefully, unaware of her big sister's adventure. Jessie grinned. "So far, so good.